And we welcome you back here on a cool now afternoon, Thanksgiving Day, and we wish you and yours hopefully a great holiday. And as we broadcast our annual Thanksgiving Day game, 21-14, Wall with the advantage on Manasquan. We'll have plenty of time to go through the scores from around the Shore Conference and look at this one in a little bit more detail as well. But let's go right down to our halftime interview. Ed Sarluka standing by with Chad Turpak, the New Jersey, New England area director for the Jersey Mike's franchise company, part of what has been a great partnership here during the course of this past season between the Shore Sports Network and Jersey Mike's, one of the proud supporters of high school in the Shore Conference. Ed, take it away.
Thank you, Matt, and I am joined with Chad Turpak right here, the regional Shore and Northeast manager of Jersey Mike's Sub, who has sponsored, joined up in sponsoring our broadcast this year, and a welcome addition. Chad, welcome.
Hi, thank you, Ed. Yeah, pretty good first half we have going here. Looked like Wall was going to beat him up, and you know, now we're within seven after that late touchdown. So, pretty good game as always on Thanksgiving Day. So,
you know, I heard some muttering on the sideline, and everybody was saying, "Oh, the mercy rule in effect pretty soon, a couple more touchdowns." But, for 22 minutes, Wall dominated the game, and all of a sudden, in the last couple of minutes, Manasquan gets on the board. So, you know, like always, a good football game. It doesn't seem to matter what the records are and what the situation is. You know two things. It's going to be a great football game between the lines, and it's going to be a great crowd, and this certainly is a great crowd today.
Yeah, very good turnout. Yeah, we'll look good. Quarterback clearly there runs the offense very well. They controlled the line of scrimmage early. I think they got to get back to that, running the football. They just got to keep doing their thing. Manasquan, I think, you know, that kid threw the ball pretty well. But overall, I think Wall will come back. They'll be fine in the second half.
Well, one thing we won't do is critique the Wall quarterback yet, okay? I got a guy sitting next to you that's going to be able to do that after your interview, okay? His brother, Steve, who plays his football right now at the University of William & Mary. And, we'll get to Matt in a few seconds. But tell me a little bit about your responsibility and what you've done in the Shore area especially.
Well, especially this year, this is the first year that we're teaming up with Shore Sports Network. And really, it was an easy decision. I met with Steve Meyer over the summer. And, you know, you guys have a lot of the same ideals that we do, giving back to the communities, making a difference, and that's what you're doing with the high school kids. So for us to team up with you this year was a no-brainer, because those are the things that we believe in. And you know, we were looking over the numbers this past week, and the Jersey Mike's team of the week, we fed over or close to 600 student athletes this fall through this program. So been very impressed by what we've been able to do in 3 months, really. So it's been pretty exciting.
Yeah, tell us a little bit about how that works. The team of the week is selected by us, at the Shore Sports Network, and then you deliver subs to that team and get a shot, get it on our website. Pretty nice, deal for you guys.
Absolutely. And, you know, we have roughly 24 stores in Monmouth and Ocean County, here. And each week, whoever the team of the week is, we have a store pretty much almost at every location for a Shore Conference school. And that store is able to provide subs for the entire team and the coaching staff. So very exciting being able to come back each week, meet with a new team, get to talk to them, see how excited they were, and obviously get to taste a great product. So
it certainly is a great product. Many of our listeners realize that the Jersey Mike's is so big up here in New Jersey, but when I travel down to Florida, there they are sitting on a lot of corners down in Florida, so you're branching out.
That's right. I wish we were in Florida right now. But, we have 1,300 stores now open and in development, 37 states, so we're growing. We're going to hit 1,000 stores built out next year, which is pretty exciting. And it's really, every time we do an opening, it's the same thing as if we open the first store here in Point Pleasant, New Jersey. We have a 5-day opening where we give out 10,000 free sub cards with a minimum donation to a charity, a local charity for that store, And all proceeds for the 5 days go directly to that charity. So it started here, and we're doing it all over the country, and it's really catching on. And hopefully, you know, we get over that 1,000 mark next year and get closer to 2,000 in the next 5 years or so. So,
well, our crew of Brad, you know, Matt, Kevin, and myself certainly want to thank you for supplying us with a box of two of subs for each of our broadcasts on Friday night. And then, of course, today, the real turkey, as you called it, was brought up to our booth, and we all had a little bit of turkey before our big turkey meal later this afternoon.
That's right. I saw Matt Harmon, I think, have about six pieces up there. So make sure you share it with everybody, all right?
You know what? My dinner starts probably around 3 or 4 o'clock. Matt's going out to dinner today. His is not going to be till about 7:30. Up before.
I'll be on
99% fat-free turkey, so it should be all right.
I'll be on record too of only saying that I had two pieces. Okay. I'm gonna have the
Matt's,
other four maybe after the game.
He's talking in my ear now. He said he wants to go on record as saying he only had two pieces, but he's taking four home for the family. He's got a big family, Matt.
Right. We'll have to get him a couple more subs for the family.
Hey, one quick question, of course, your dad Al, so many years the coach, defensive coach at Wall. Tell us a little bit about it. I know he's here today watching, you know, and he declined to come on with us, right? But, you know, tell us a little bit about what he's doing now. He's enjoying life and probably doing some of the same things that I am doing in retirement, and that's babysitting, right?
That's babysitting. Six grandkids now. But, yeah, you know, it's fun to come back here. He's enjoying retirement. Obviously, I'm biased, but he was a great coach. He put in, you know, a lot of time and a lot of effort. And, you know, it's great to be able to sit and relax and watch the game now. We were just laughing about that. But coming back here, too, to, you know, Coach Caboo's field, you know, Coach Caboo coached my dad at Brick, got him into, you know, college out in Kentucky, and, you know, gave him his first coaching job at Middletown North. So it's very special to be here on Thanksgiving Day. You know, Coach Caboo, unfortunately, isn't with us anymore. But, you know, just – the rivalry between Wall and Manasquan is something that, and Steven can probably tell you, you know, you're supposed to hate those guys, but they're a class act over there, and they do things the right way. And it's a pleasure to come back and watch these kids play now. It's fun.
You know, in our broadcast, and we broadcast just about every one of them, including the first one 15 years ago that I know you were part of. Tell us a little bit about that game.
That was an exciting one. That was the first Thanksgiving game, 2000. Manasquan, I think, had a 34-game winning, short conference winning streak, and nobody gave Wall a shot. It was for the division title. I think there was roughly 10,000 people here. And we came in. My dad always laughed. He said, you know, we got a shot today. One or none, we win. And we gave up one that day, and we ended up winning 20-6. And that was awesome. That was probably the best Wall-Manasquan game I've ever been to.
I think that certainly was. A few years back, I can't think of the running back. Who was he, the big guy?
Caponegro
game, exactly. I think it was like 39-38. That was a super one also.
I don't know about that pass interference call that day either.
See how those players, Matt, remember those specific plays. But anyway, Chad, thank you so much. Again, we appreciate it so much. And look forward to working throughout the year and next year.
Thank you so much. Have a good Thanksgiving. Pass it off to Steve here.
Okay, we'll slide down here. We'll get rid of Chad, and we'll slide down and get the real quarterback in here, okay? Of course, Chad played quarterback and a great defensive back also. Steve Cluley. Steve, congratulations to your brother on the half that he played. We'll get to him in a little bit. Let's talk a little bit about your career. William and Mary, starting quarterback, 7-5 this year, just missed the playoffs. Tell us a little bit about this year.
Yeah, it was a great year this year. You know, came out in the summer, and we didn't know what the quarterback situation was, and you know, it had always been like a problem. I don't want to say a problem, but it was a quarterback carousel there for a while, and you know, went out, worked hard, and got the team behind me. You know, tried to lead them the best I could, and they jumped on my bandwagon. And throughout the whole season, I mean, we had some ups and downs, but grew as a team, and I can't even explain the experiences I had. Something I won't forget, something to build on, something to grow on, and, you know, come out next year, we don't lose that much on offense or defense, so we're hoping, you know, come out next year and make some noise in the CAA.
Of course, William and Mary, one of the storied academic schools in the country, a tremendous academic school, and athletically also down in Williamsburg, Virginia. Tell us a little bit about your recruiting and your decision to go to William & Mary.
Yeah, William & Mary was actually my last offer. I was down between basically Maine and New Hampshire at the time and when they came in, and I had taken visits to both those schools, and then I went the last weekend before signing day, went down to William & Mary, and something about the opportunity that school gave me educationally and athletically, I mean, something I feel like I couldn't pass up, and it was one of those feelings you got where it's like, this is the place I'm supposed to be. And after that weekend and, you know, long talks with the parents, something I felt was right, and I don't look back on it at all.
Okay, let's get to little bro, although you got another one, right?
Yeah, one's at Rutgers right now. He graduated last year, but, yeah, little Matt, I'm proud of that kid.
Hey, he's had a tremendous game so far in this first half, you know, and he's had a good year, you know, breaking in as the junior quarterback. He's got a full year ahead of him, probably going to be recruited highly next year. Great runner. He's I don't think he's missed a pass yet, you know, today in this football game, but likes to run the football, doesn't he?
Yeah, he's always been that little devil in the family. I mean, we always, growing up, he was always definitely more agile, I would say, than I was, and it always drove me nuts to go play basketball, and he picks the ball out of my damn dribble all the time. But, yeah, hands down to him. He works his tail off. Very proud to come out and see him. This is like the first time I've actually seen him play varsity football, and now obviously been following very closely, but something – he's the guy – in the family where if you ask him anything about sports, any sport, basketball, any stat, any player, like, where's this player playing now? He knows it. He lives, breathes everything sports, and something that he loves. And I hope he keeps on working and comes out, gets this win today, and then next year, especially with recruiting and whatnot.
You know, he also handles himself pretty good with the microphone. You know, we had him on Tuesday night on our show, usually Thursday nights, but because of Thanksgiving, we did it on Tuesday night. And he, along with head coach Danny Curcione, and your dad was also down there, and he was giving him the thumbs up and handling himself pretty good on the radio.
Yeah, he cracked me up, actually. I was on my way home from school with a player, and I made my teammate, I shut off the radio, and I'm sorry, put up my phone on the dashboard and had the broadcast going. But, yeah, I was very very proud of the way he handled himself. It's kind of shocked. I mean, obviously he's grown up a lot. When you go to college, you don't get to see your brothers that much, especially playing a sport. I'm not here in the summer. But, yeah, I was surprised, and, yeah, he cracked me up for sure.
Well, let's hope it's a very happy Thanksgiving dinner at the Cluley clan today, this afternoon, and Matt and the Knights could hold on and win this one.
Oh, I'm hoping they do. Nothing's worse than having to go to Thanksgiving dinner after a loss. But
And good luck to you in your remaining years. What are you now, a red shirt stop?
Yes, sir. Have Thanksgiving.
You too, Steve. Thank you very much to Chad Terpak and Steve Cluley, two of the better Knights that have come out of this wall program, Matt. Okay, Matt.
Thank you, Ed.
Yeah, I was just going to say, two of the better Knights to ever come out of the program, right, Matt? Chad Terpak and Steve Cluley.
Yeah, both very talented quarterbacks and players, long history. Yep. Into this program as well. Great interviews today. We thank Chad Terpak and Steve Cluley swinging by and giving us a couple minutes. We'll step out of here, take a two-minute timeout. We'll run through some scores from around the shore, get you set for the start of half number two. Wall 21, Manasquan 14. We're back in 2 minutes. You're listening to our Jersey Mike's Game of the Week on the Shore Sports Network. Here we sit, 21-14. Steve Cluley, good enough to give us some time at the half. He saw a solid performance out of his younger brother, Matt, who scored three touchdowns for a Wall to get the Crimson Knights off to a 21-0 advantage, and then a couple of touchdown passes from Liam Grebe, one to Hawkins, one to Cowley, has gotten Manasquan back to within 7 points. Team starting to gather in the end zone off to our right and get set for the start of the third quarter here. It is a cool day in Southern Monmouth County. The wind has died down a little bit. It's just a good day for football as both of these teams wrap up their 2014 campaign. Neither has had the year that, of course, they to within these programs. Waugh coming into this one at 2-7. They were bounced out of the state playoffs a couple weeks ago, so they've had plenty of time to prepare for this. Same for Manasquan, who has lost their last five. They are 3-6 coming into this game here today. That's the one thing, Ed. Both of these teams we failed to mention in the open. Both of these teams qualifying for the state playoffs in the same bracket. South three.
Yeah, both losing in the first round, and that bracket was, you know, let's face it, it was a pretty weak bracket for, you know, a three-win team and a two-win team to make it into there. But, hey, you got to be in it to win it, you know, and both had a shot and both came up short last week, or 2 weeks ago, I should say.
Oh, each obviously trying to lock down a win here today and, as we mentioned, finish up their 2014 year on a high note, and for so many underclassmen on both of these teams, start the 2015 campaign on a positive note as well. Wall has made their way back onto the field. Crimson Knights will receive the football here in the start of the third quarter. Manasquan walking down the steps out of their locker room. We'll see if we can grab head coach Jay Price in his fourth year for the Big Blue before the start of this third quarter.
Hey, I'm waiting for him on the goal line, Matt, and sure he'll give us a couple of words, but yeah, this Warrior team, you know, also got some young kids on it. You know, they will look forward. First half, Matt, they use this game as the springboard into the off season. You know, it's always good to go into that off season with a W, and both teams would like to get that today.
Yeah, that surprising score from Middletown, huh? 13-10, Middletown North on top of Middletown South.
You know, that seems to happen, you know, and only in New Jersey can that happen, where, you know, a team is looking forward to playing in a state championship game, especially a big one like Middletown South has with Jackson, the top team in the Shore. Middletown with a win there has a chance to be number one in the Shore. You know, it's just so, you know, this game, it means so much to Middletown North. Of course, it means a lot to Middletown South, but you can't get into the kids' mind. You know they're thinking about next week.
21-14, our score here. Manasquan has made their way back onto the field. As Ed trying to grab Coach Price for just a quick word before we get set for the start of the third. Ed.
Coach, 22 minutes, things weren't going too good. And then the last couple minutes, nice comeback, and you put two on the board to make this a football game.
Yeah, you know, it didn't start out the way we wanted to, but, you know, that's what they say, right? Best laid plans of mice and men. But, they didn't quit. They did a couple things to us. We took care of it a little bit. We tightened up a little bit. But I thought the effort in the second quarter was where it should have been in the first. And you know, these kids are starting to battle a little bit, and hopefully we can put two more together.
Good luck in the second half.
Thanks, Ed. Thank you.
Jay Price, the head man, the fourth-year head coach at Manasquan. And Matt took full advantage of the big-time recruit, Tanner Cowley.
I had the last, the second of the two touchdown receptions for Manasquan. Certainly a big one as the teams will get themselves organized here. Let's step out. We'll take one 30-second timeout. Come back for the start of the third quarter. It is Wall 21, Manasquan 14. We're back for more of our Thanksgiving Day action on our Jersey Mike Game of the Week on the Shore Sports Network.